2.14 1. Mari.
I'm from a small village on the southeast coast of Scotland. It's a very small place, not very many people live there. I liked growing up there, but I think it's a better place to visit than it is to actually live because there isn't very much for young people to do there. The people are quite nice and friendly, but most people have spent their whole lives there and their families have been there for several generations, so sometimes it can seem a bit insular.
2. Diarmid.
I'm from Tipperary, which is in the middle of Ireland. It's quite a rural place. The town I'm from has a population of around 2,000. So it's quite small, but that means that most people know each other. So I'd say the people there are friendly and quite welcoming.
3. Laura.
So I was born in Kaunas, which is the second largest city in Lithuania. It is very modern. It has a lot of art galleries, and we even have 7 universities in the city, which is quite a lot considering the size of it. It is super green. It has a lot of lakes, and within the country, it's considered to be a center for cultural, academic, and economic activities. I would say as well that it's a home to various nationalities, and once you get to know people, they're really friendly and really welcoming.
4. Jerry.
I'm from Oxford in the southeast of England. I was born here and I've lived here my whole life. Difficult to say what the people are like because it's in a way it's a city of two halves, famous for its university, but also, which obviously has people from all over the world. But also it's a city in its own right. It has a very large BMW factory where they make minis. So, but it's a nice place. I like it. I've lived here my whole life pretty much. So there we are.
5. Andrea.
So I'm from Melbourne, which is on the southeast coast of Australia, just in the state of Victoria. This is a really cultural city, very European. You've got everything from beaches to art galleries, lots of shopping and bars and restaurants, so it's a fantastic city to be in. The people are really laid back and quite friendly there. We've got a very big mixture of cultures there, so very multicultural city. So it's quite diverse and a really interesting place to be.
6. Anita.
I'm from Salamanca in Spain. It's a really beautiful city. It's got an old town with lots of monuments, and people are really nice. Because there is a big university as well, there is lots of students, and that means that there is always something going on. Students like organizing theatre or music events, lots of different things. And people like going out a lot. So there is always people out in the street, full families, from grandparents to parents to children. And there is also lots of tourists throughout the year, so you can always go somewhere and there is something happening.
7. Lily.
I'm from New Jersey, and it's a nice mix between rural and city life because it has a lot of nature and nice kind of mountain landscapes where you can go hiking or walking, but it also has nice access to the city and lots of nice little shops and restaurants as well.
8. Paul.
Okay, I was born in Johannesburg in the late 50s. I moved to Cape Town when I went to university, and of course it's a very beautiful old colonial centre with lovely buildings. And the aspect of Table Bay, with the beautiful backdrop of Table Mountain, wonderful vegetation, and a wonderful, friendly community of people. It's very vibrant and exciting. People like bright colours in the strong sunlight. It's a very creative environment.